Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North. Normally, my partner Jacqueline would be reading with me this evening, but she is on location, and she wasn't sure if she'd be able to get through and spend some time with us this evening. Hopefully, she'll sign on during the show, and if not, we wish her a beautiful Labor Day weekend. The weather, at least in Virginia, has been fabulous. Well, tonight we're looking at a chart that has a lot of intense energy about review. The retrograde energies right now are lining up in kind of a spectacular way. And what we're experiencing is looking at old dreams, looking at old misconceptions, and we're trying to find a better strategy to move forward, to maybe clean out the closets of our mind, if you will, and also to know if there's dreams from our past we want to give new life to. Now, Neptune is involved in this T-square, and it's retrograde. And right now, there's a T-square going on with Saturn in Sagittarius and the Sun in Virgo. So often, it helps at a time of reflection to be in connection with people from your past that know you very well. Even if you haven't spoken for a while, if they come to your mind, it might not be a bad idea to run some ideas by them, to be a little bit of the initiator, is what I'm going to suggest. Tonight, the moon is in Libra, the sign of peace and harmony, but it's also opposing retrograde Uranus in Aries, which means when we look back, we're like, oh my goodness, look at what I've been through. And I'm still standing, and I've still grown, and I'm still somewhat sane, I want to say. Mars is also involved in the T-square to a certain degree. It is in square to the Sun in Virgo, which just means that there can be a certain level of impatience that you might feel if you're trying to move forward too quickly during this Mercury retrograde. So do take your time. Ask all the right questions. Do all the right research. And think about how you should be moving forward to rethink, redream, and to reestablish that which you feel is part of your true inner philosophy. I certainly hope that makes sense to you. Well, we have a few of callers on hold right now, so I'm going to go ahead and take my first caller. Area code 631, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Dee. I believe you have my chart.
All right, let me see. I'll pull
it's
you
August,
up here.
August, thank you. August 30th, 1961, Aegean, Greece.
Okay. I have a couple of these. Give me one second.
Okay.
We usually only ask for first names on the show just for confidentiality.
I was living in Maine. I don't know if that matters, if you can see that.
I've got you. And where are you living now?
I've been in New York since January. I've been in Suffolk County, New York, since January.
But not for a full year yet?
Not for a full year, no.
So it takes you 13 lunar months to adapt to your new grid. Where were you before that?
I was in Maine, Fulton, Maine.
Okay. H-O-U? Yeah, got it.
Excuse me.
All right.
Oh, good. Well,
do you have a special question for me tonight?
Yes. I've been in a temporary housing situation since January, and my goal is really to find stability and live in a house somewhere again. I don't know if that's going to happen here or if it's going to happen out of state, but I can't go on like this. Do you see it changing for the better anytime soon?
Well, the second house rules the temple that you live in, and the main chart, which you're still working from that grid, you don't have any existing planets in there, and you don't have any planets transiting through there. The fourth house
okay.
is your home, which I think is what you're looking for. You're looking for a home. And
yes.
in your main chart, there's no. You have Venus, the planet of love, in Leo in your fourth house in the main chart, but you have no planet transiting through there to help you right now. So realistically speaking,
okay.
I don't know if you, especially during this retrograde cycle, if it's the best time for you to be seeking a permanent address. Now,
okay.
if you could create a strategy, realistically, to move forward, okay, how long would that take you to do it? I mean, Mercury's only retrograde until the 22nd of this month, but then it's still in shadow
yes.
until October 7th.
Okay. I don't really know how long
I
it's
think
going to take. It seems to be taking forever, you know.
Right. Now, as far as a permanent address, when you say a permanent address, this is not contingent on a job. Are you on a fixed income of some sort?
I'm on a fixed income.
Okay. All right. Now, if you were to invest in a piece of real estate, okay,
yes.
in other words, find something that you could actually buy.
I did find a possibility to obtain a home, and I might be able to get help. I'm not sure if that's going to work out, though. I mean, I don't know
yet.
You're
going to know within 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yep. So what's happening, Mars is in Sagittarius right now, and it's going to be moving into your eighth house of investment in real estate. And it's also going to move
okay.
into Capricorn, which is about creating a new foundation. So for the
okay.
next 6 weeks, it's going to be moving through that eighth house. So
okay.
even though Mercury's retrograde and you can run into some minor delays, really stay on top of this and keep the faith, because you know what? You can make this happen.
Okay. I had a feeling it might work. Good.
Well, many blessings. Please keep me posted. This looks great for you.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a sweet night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. I love it when that happens. Area code 863, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm happy to be on the air with you. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hello there.
How is the weather down there?
Actually, right now it's not bad. It's not raining right now, so that's a good thing.
Now, where were you born originally, Julia?
I was born in Ohio.
Salem Center?
Yeah, that's me.
Got it. Okay.
All
right. And where in Florida? What city in Florida do you live in now?
Davenport. Davenport.
All right. And you've got a birthday coming up.
Yes, I do.
I love birthdays. I celebrate the whole month of July.
Hey, that sounds like a good idea. Everybody party.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness. Well,
life should be a celebration.
Exactly. I agree. Well, my call is similar to the last ladies. I'm looking for a place to live. And on a side note to that, I was talking to an intuitive recently, and she brought up West Virginia. And it's like one of those things that's like, oh, okay, I've never really thought of West Virginia, but I know you do astrocartography, so once you look at my current chart to see if there's any activity in my moving chart, if we could maybe take a quick look.
We have activity
at,
going on, but there's some retrograde planets transiting through your second house of real estate and your fourth house of home. And because Pluto's going to go direct at the end of the month, about the 27th, in your second house of real estate in Capricorn, my feeling is you could reestablish yourself or at least do some of the research on this, but... is there a place that you've lived before that you really loved but you didn't actually make it a permanent move?
Not that really comes to mind. Why?
Because Neptune is retrograde in Pisces, and it's opposing your natal Pluto, which just means it's going to be backing up and opposing your Pluto exactly. And Neptune rules our dreams, our imagination, our faith, our inspiration in some aspects. So you're going to want to move yourself to a place that, if nothing else, reminds you of a place that has pleasant memories. And maybe that's what the intuitive saw, okay? That something in West Virginia would trigger some very important things that you remember from maybe a long time ago, like in Ohio, that made you feel at home, whether it's the integrity of the people, the water that's nearby, different things that can trigger this response, because West Virginia is absolutely beautiful, okay?
Yeah.
And you have Scorpio rising. It often offers some social life and a certain level of privacy, and you like both.
Well, actually,
so because she mentioned that, I would be looking into it, and what you can do is you can email me certain cities that you're interested in, and I can send you that astrocartography report.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
And I'm happy to do it for free. Okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, so you just email me. Get a little bit of a handle on it. Look at West Virginia. Look at some of the cities. What I did before I moved from Florida to Roanoke, Virginia, is I got their newspaper every day. I knew it was on sale at the market. I knew what the editorials were about. I got a feel for the city that I was going to be moving to.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, you're a Virgo. You like the details.
Yes, I do. Well, I was thinking, now, you know, since I live here in Florida, I was planning to just move, like, to the Gulf Coast here. But it's just like, I know that, you know, there's astrocartography. So when she brought up West Virginia, I was like, well, I wasn't really thinking about that. But you know how it is. It's like once that little seed is planted in a Virgo mind, it's like, well, I just wonder, you know, if that would be
there's
a fit
something
or,
special.
You know, something
what happened
consider.
With that storm in the Gulf recently, I'd be a little hesitant to move in that area.
Yeah,
but then again,
exactly,
that's me.
Yeah. I know. I've thought about that, too. It's like, well, you know, I like the water, but I don't want to really be where it's flooding all the time. So it's just, you know, it's like every time I think I have a handle on where I want to go, something kind of, you know, trips it up. So it's like, well, maybe, you know, I'm not really supposed to go anywhere just yet until I kind of feel like things are falling into place a little easier. And that really hasn't happened yet. So I feel like I'm sort of in limbo waiting for something.
Okay, if you move to the Gulf, what city were you looking at?
Bradenton or Sarasota, a little further south than where I was looking before.
I'm going to take a quick look for you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
We really don't have a city in West Virginia yet, so we may be able to do that through email, okay?
I was going to say, I found a place because I want to be near the water, and Harper's Ferry is a place that popped up for me. It was like when I was doing a search, it came up. So it's like, oh, okay, well, that's interesting that would be the first place that, you know, I hit on. So Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, would be a place to.
All right, I'll take a look at that, too. This is going to just give me the scores and some text. Okay, let me just take a quick peek and see what your numbers are. Now, this is based on your progress chart, not your birth chart, but your progress chart to where you live right now, okay? Now, Bradenton doesn't have high scores, but it has some things that are very interesting in the text. Sarasota, the scores are a little higher, friendship and families. It goes from 0 to 150, 105, which is okay, and the fixed stars are pretty good. The fixed stars that are overhead are friendly ones. If we look at Harper's Ferry, the scores are really good. Detailed friendship and family is 154 off the graph. Love and romance 163 off the graph. Education communication is 118, way above average. I like Harper's Ferry best.
Wow. Well, that'll be interesting to see, you know, how it plays out or, you know.
Well, do the research because Mercury retrograde. Mercury's retrograde until the 22nd of this month. It doesn't go direct until after October 4th. Allow yourself to really look into things. The one good thing about Mercury being retrograde in Virgo is it allows us to do detailed research. Okay?
Okay.
And now where are you going to be on your next birthday?
Here as far as I know.
Okay.
You mean not this birthday, but next year's birthday?
No, this one, because you wanted to move sooner than later, right?
Yeah, I was hoping maybe, you know, by October or November at the latest. Because I know Mercury's in retrograde, so, I don't want to do anything to purposely cause myself, you know, a problem. But.
Right. Well, your solar return report, Mercury is still retrograde. So my feeling is if you move this year with Mercury being retrograde, if you do move to that area, I wouldn't really like sign a long lease or buy anything right now. I would check out the area. I would check out the neighborhoods, even if you decide to make the move. Now, if you're going to be near water, I think this is great for you. And you're on your birthday this year, the moon is going to be in Pisces, kissing your Neptune, your planet of dreams, illusion, imagination phase. So, again, I could see that to be a benefit. And also, Mars is very high in the heavens on your birthday. It's right near your midheaven star, near your crown chakra. So because of that, my feeling is it would be a wonderful place to really explore. There could be different kinds of adventures that you could experience there that you would not be able to experience in Florida.
Oh, you mean
okay?
In Harper's Ferry still?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay, because I thought you were still talking about Florida.
Harper's Ferry because I just have a feeling that the scores are higher there, and once you investigate it a little bit more, even if you have a chance to go up there and really check it out in person, I just think that might be a good thing for you to do.
Okay. Well, definitely.
Now, do you have plans for your birthday?
Not anything solid. I was thinking about going to see my daughter. She lives in Kansas City, Kansas. I was thinking of doing like a weekend trip over there to see her.
I like that because Mars is in Sagittarius, which rules distant travel, and it's at your midheaven star. And Saturn's also in Sagittarius in your ninth house of, again, reconnecting with women in your life that you love. So I think that's about perfect, babe.
Wonderful. Well, there it is.
I would do that.
I got a plan now.
And you keep me posted. If you need me to reach me through my email, it's simply aphrodite@aphrodite.com. I have my own domain. So you can email me there. If you want me to look into this in more detail or just shoot you a report, I'm happy to do it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Oh, what a great call. I always enjoy talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. You have a great weekend. Enjoy the holiday.
Thanks. All right, you too. Thanks so much. Right. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Area code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite, it's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle, what's shaking, girl?
I'm still in this situation. Can you help me see more clearly what the outcome is going to be and what I'm supposed to be doing right now? We're going.
Okay. Let's take a look. Are you still here or have you gone back to North Carolina?
I'm still here right now. I'm in my room.
Okay.
I'm trying to get my headache to go away.
Well, a lot of that, as you know, is tension. And Jupiter is getting ready on the 10th to move into Libra right on top of your Jupiter, your planet of good fortune and abundance. But the downside of that is Mercury is still retrograde. And so because of that, you really don't want to go. You really don't want to stay. You are very confused. And I wish I could make that go away. But with Mercury retrograde, you really have to find out what their bottom line is. Okay? You may have more than one option of where you can situate yourself. But as far as it's being brought to an appropriate conclusion, whether you either stay there because the place is suitable, or if you move on, get the refund, and find something else, and I think we spoke about this on Friday, that you basically need to do some research and see if there is a lateral move you can make rather than waiting it out for so long. Because Mercury's going to go direct on the 22nd, but it's not out of its shadow until October 7th, and I hate to see you stuck for that long. Look at your other options. I know you've got a headache right now, so it's not a good time to surf. I get that. But at the same time, you've got to remember, there may not be an awful lot available, but you only need one pearl. Or you need to know what their deadlines are as far as getting the place suitable. You need to find out more information. Right now, information is lacking with this retrograde.
Right?
Yep.
Right.
So, I would be looking for other possibilities while you're waiting for this to basically come full circle and see if you can find something that's going to bring you to peace a bit faster. Because Jupiter's going to be sitting on your Jupiter on the 10th of September. You could find it this week.
As far as, like, moving my stuff out of here and finding another place to live?
Yep.
They're going to run my credit again and go ahead.
Benefit of you being on a fixed income is that it's assured. Like, people that have jobs and stuff like that, they're never sure if they're going to get laid off. The company's going to go out of business. You know, the economy is a bit tricky right now. So my feeling is when you run the credit and all that, they know you have fixed income. They know how many dollars you are assured of having come in every month. In some situations, that can be a benefit. So don't
right.
let your doubts and fears block you from looking at that possibility, okay?
Okay.
Keep me posted. You know I'm in town.
Okay. All right, well,
all right, God bless you, girl. All right,
bye. Bye.
Let's see. Area code 913, you're on the air.
Well, hello there. It's Andy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm missing my partner, Jacqueline, but
I've
had a lot going on this weekend. Yeah. We weren't sure
if
we'd be able to
so
actually
much.
Connect. Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks so much for having the show. I always learn so much, and you're both so kind. So appreciate it.
Yeah, we love doing it. We've known each other for so many years. It's wonderful to be able to talk as friends every weekend like this and help everybody. We used to do all kinds of events when I lived down in Florida together.
Oh,
so,
I bet you missed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really wonderful. Great. We have a weekly chance to get caught up, and sometimes even after we get caught up with each other more just because we've made the connection, so it makes it quite sweet.
Yes. Very, very nice.
Overland
Absolutely.
Park, Kansas. Yeah. So what question did you have for us tonight?
Well, I've got a question about the next eclipse coming up. I think it's around September 16th. And I think it's at about 23 Pisces or so, and was just kind of curious. I think that's popping into my ninth house, but I just wasn't sure how to interpret it.
All right, let's take a look. It is on the 16th. And let's take a look at how it looks with your chart in Overland Park. In Overland Park, it's in your ninth house for sure. And it's kissing Chiron, the wounded healer, which is very interesting. And the north node and the south node in Neptune are also kissing retrograde in Pisces in that ninth house. So this can be a very imaginative and healing time for you, for yourself and those that you are involved with, whether they're friends or family.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes. And Mercury's retrograde very close to your Pluto, your planet of empowerment, in the third house, opposing the energies at that time. So my feeling is that many of the things you're going to be dealing with are really food for thought. They may be things you'll either counsel with later or write about later. It could add to your repertoire moving forward as far as life experiences that you could use in another way. And your writing and your communication.
Hmm. Okay.
And Uranus is just sitting on your Mercury at the time of the eclipse, which just indicates, and I think I talked about this a little bit when we first started the show, oh my goodness, look at all I've been through, and I'm still standing it. I can still handle it.
Yes, I loved your references to talking about reviewing things from the past. Reviewing old dreams and seeing, you know, how to revive them or how to adjust them and revive them. I think that's so apropos.
Right, and retrograde Neptune's opposing your Uranus, which is retrograde in Virgo in your third house of brothers, sisters, neighbors, close friends, lifestyles. So it's a really interesting time for you. You might even travel to a place you've never been before, but they will remind you of another place that you've lived. Or you'll run across someone, maybe even on Facebook or something, they haven't talked to forever, and you live near them in that neighborhood. So amazing things can happen with this eclipse for you.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll keep researching and see what pops up. It'll be a researching and writing month, so that should be interesting.
It really will be. I think you're going to really enjoy it because I think that you're going to want to add more details, more analysis to some of the things that you're doing, and I think it's going to actually flow pretty well for you. You don't have a lot of planets, you know, transiting in your 8th house right now, so you don't have to be in complete quiet and have complete concentration. Sometimes you're just best off, the way your chart's looking on the eclipse, is to go with a stream of consciousness. That's
okay.
Going to serve you best. Yeah.
Excellent. Great. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You're welcome, and you have a sweet night, and enjoy your long weekend.
You bet. You too. Thank you.
All right. God bless. All right. Bye. I think we'll take the next caller. Area code 401, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jane, 9551.
Okay, Jane. In Newport, Rhode Island?
Right.
Do you still live there?
No, in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Okay, Rochester Hills. And did you have a special question for us tonight?
My solar return tomorrow.
Ba-dee-doo-dah!
They made a holiday.
What do you have planned for your birthday?
Oh, not much. I'm going to be around the house, playing in the garden, go out to dinner.
Well, that's good. That's good. All right, let's take a look at that solar return report for you. Do you like Michigan?
Yes, I do. I do. It's pretty. It really is.
Yeah. It's a lot of variance there. You can find a little surprise around every corner.
Yeah, we live near the woods, and there's a creek, so I get my water, and now I get my deer instead of swans. So I enjoy it, and I like the four seasons.
Great. Well, your solar return, it looks like this is an interesting year for you, where you're going to want a certain level of freedom, but you're also trying to reestablish yourself stronger at the same time. Is that correct?
Yes.
Because your rising star on your birthday, and your birthday actually, believe it or not, technically, was tonight at 4:17 p.m., because a leap year, it varies one day.
Okay.
And you get actually 2 days of your birthday. How fun is that? but it'll have 0-1 degrees and 53 minutes of Capricorn on the ascendant, which gives you that desire to travel, to be lighthearted, to maybe spend some time outside. But at the same time, want a strong foundation, want a nice place to live, want to know that you're very safe.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, you have a lot of planets transiting your ninth house in your solar return chart. One of them being Mercury retrograde in your sign, and Jupiter in its last degree of Virgo, Venus, the planet of love in Libra, and the moon in Libra. So this is a tremendous spiritual time for you. Are you involved in any spiritual studies right now?
No, I did sign up. I'm going to start yoga, so I figured that will help me with meditation and everything so that I can get some fundamentals. And
I like that for you because of the planets that are in Libra as far as you're getting back that balance, that sense of peace. It would be very, very good for you.
Okay. And I'm hoping to find, you know, meet people that are of like mind. I haven't been able to find that.
At least not yet.
Not yet.
Well, I have a feeling that you are going to end up finding these people throughout the course of this year, from this birthday to the next. The north node of the cup overflowing of the Bible is kissing your Virgo sun in the eighth house as a psychic. And there's squares to both Saturn and Mars in Sagittarius. So do use the internet as a tool to maybe try and find some like-minded beings in your area.
Okay.
I don't know, here in Virginia we have, I think in most states they have this thing called meetup.com.
Yes.
And you can go on there and you can just type in like spiritual or yoga or meditation, and you might be able to find some groups that do vibrate to your frequency.
Right. Right. I have looked, not anything in the immediate area, and I've only lived here 3 years, so I'm not really, haven't moved around in the area that much. But I know that I figured if going to yoga and doing things like that, I'll be able to get more of a network. And
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And also that you like spending time by the water, do that too. You know?
Yeah.
If you have a dog to walk, all the better.
Okay.
I had to say that. Because, again, a lot of times when you have a little creature with you and stuff, it can open up a lot of good conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, I dog sit for my daughter, so I have that creature.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, have a very, very happy birthday.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a good day.
You too. God bless. Good night.
Bye.
And now the next one. Area code 904, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
This is Sarah from Florida.
Sarah with an H?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. You know what it means when you have Sarah with an H?
No.
It means you basically have a very, very strong sense of responsibility, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, when is your birthday?
1959.
So I have a couple Sarahs on here. Okay. There you are. And where in Florida are you living now?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville. How's the weather there, hon?
It's been good.
It's what?
I said it's been good. We just had the tropical storm type deal that started up the East Coast. Supposed to be headed toward New York. I haven't looked today.
But you're safe?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. All right. So what questions did you have for me tonight?
You know, I've been listening and being very informed, you know, with the other calls. Cycles. You know, I've been in a cycle for, you know, over 7 years. And when is this cycle going to end, you know?
I'm having a little bit of difficulty understanding you. Can you just turn up your volume maybe a little bit for me?
A cycle. I've been in a cycle for over 7 years. You know, Jupiter. And, you know, when is this cycle going to end so I can, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, every summer, most of the ponderous planets go retrograde. So it's hard to completely end a cycle and begin a new one until they finish their tour. Okay? Of course, you know, Mercury's retrograde right now. And so it's a good time to rethink everything. Jupiter's been in Virgo since last August, which you, even though you're a Leo sun, you have a lot of planetary energy in Virgo. So you probably have had a certain level of frustration, and you might have, again, been taking on a lot of responsibility or second-guessing the responsibilities you've taken on in the past. Okay? But once Jupiter... I mean, what's Jupiter goes into Libra, which is going to be doing that on the 10th of this month, and Mercury goes direct on the 22nd, things will become a little bit easier. Now, Pluto goes direct at the end of the month, So after the 1st to the 7th of October, I have a feeling you'll be able to make more progress. But I wouldn't push the river. I think it's going to flow by itself. I would really get some ideas together and create a plan A and a plan B if you go through this transition that you're seeking, okay? And I think you would make it happen, but you're looking at a process and not an event here. Because even if you do end one cycle and begin a new one, you need to have some form of a strategy for your own inner security. Correct?
I'm hearing what you're saying, and I probably have to listen back to it to really hear what you're saying. Because I'm talking about over 7 years. It's kind of like, when is this going to end? You know, I get up and do what I do every day, you know, with the best attitude that I can. But it's kind of like, when is, you know, my new beginning really going to start?
Right. So you're kind of feeling like you're a prisoner in your habit patterns.
Hey, I'm grateful,
okay.
You know. I'm in a good place, a safe place right now, but, you know, I'm waiting on things, you know, to change. So when the time comes for me to move into a more permanent place, you know, I could be
right.
Financially able.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have some planetary energies that have just moved through your fourth house of your home, okay? But they're past that now. They're moving into your, they're actually, most of them have moved into your fifth house of romance and children and having a place that you consider to be maybe more lighthearted, maybe more fun, okay? Where you can relax. So even if you do make a move or a change, you want to make sure that it's financially secure for you where you're not spending every penny.
Well, there's not every penny to spend. You know, I've not been employed for a very long time except on a part-time basis, a very part-time basis. I'm talking a little over 10 hours a week, and I've been in this job for 2.5 years. I'm trying to secure something, you know, during the daytime, and I've been getting a lot of hits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm believing that one of them will come through.
Now, are you capable of working full-time?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You know,
well, that's good. Let me take a look at the eclipse for you. Hold on one second here.
Pretty healthy, you know. I weigh the same thing I weighed when I graduated from high school. You know, sometimes I walk 4 miles, maybe twice a week to get to where I go to work at. So I'm pretty much in good physical shape.
Right. Well, the lunar eclipse is coming up on the 16th. Could be a bit helpful to you. What kind of work do you do, Sarah?
I've always worked in an office, you know, in the mortgage banking area, but I've done some other type of clerical things in other areas as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you're looking for something permanent where you can get more money, it looks like you're going to have to travel a little bit farther away than from where you live. And I'm not sure if it's north or south or west, but I just feel that there's going to be, if you're going to get the permanent position you desire, it looks like you're going to have to travel a little farther to get something that's really going to honor the skills that you have. And I think that, again, because we do have Mercury retrograde right now, till the 22nd, it is a good time to do the research. In other words, to take a deep breath and start over again, not letting the time that's passed behind you block you from seeing new opportunities coming up. Because I think you've been kind of very melancholy, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I want to encourage you to do the research now and look and widen your area a little bit of where you'd be willing to or able to travel to get the kind of position that's really going to serve you.
Okay.
Okay, and keep us posted, all right?
All right.
All right.
Thank
God
you.
Bless. All right, bye-bye. Wonderful people calling in tonight. Okay, let me take the next one. Area code 701, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Thanks for. My name is Deb.
Spell it for me.
Deb, D-E-B.
And what's your birthday?
2/1/60.
And what time were you born?
8:06 a.m.
And where?
In North Dakota.
What city?
Dickinson.
Okay. And where do you live now?
The same place.
Ah, a native that stayed.
Well, no, but came back.
Ah, yeah, I moved halfway back to where I was born a few years ago. But you moved all the way back. And did you have a special question for me tonight?
I do. I was wondering what you see as far as career, if there's any changes coming up or pretty much the same as I have been. Or.
Well, everything in your chart looks like you want to expand. What do you actually do for work?
I do accounting.
Okay. Now, do you do it on an international basis?
No. No, I do it a couple different ways. I do it for an employer, and then I also have my own business, too.
Okay. I like that for you, because your Aquarian son really does want to have some level of independence in the way that you use your skills. So planets are in Sagittarius right now, specifically Saturn. It's forming a nice sextile to your son. And so now the business that you have on your own, your side business, not your actual employer, how do you market yourself?
Online.
Good, perfect, because the Sagittarius energy rules international business, but also the Internet, because it's an international forum, okay? So I think that the energies, if you're going to expand, it's going to be your own independence thing over your employer. I think your employer is giving you the stability that you desire, but not necessarily giving you that freedom to co-create, which you like.
Okay.
I'd like to see you do maybe more with your own private thing here, only because I just think it could really serve you, get some good opportunities that way that probably are far greater than what you right now can see.
Do you see that I stay doing both?
I see you see you doing both. I don't necessarily see you just going to one unless you absolutely change employers completely. In other words, I don't see your current employer picking up the tab for what you've been able to create on your own. I think that you'd either have to expand your business yourself to up your income, or you'd have to move to a completely new employer, okay? Now, you're an Aquarian sun, but you've got three major planets in Capricorn, okay? And the Capricorn forces all institutions that are partially government-funded and regulated. So if you could get contracts with people, okay, to do your accounting that you're doing, you know, as your sideline and stuff like that, that are working with certain amount of your government funding, regulation, not-for-profit, if you could tap into that market, you might be surprised about how busy you are. I don't know if you want to be busier, but I know you want to make more money, okay?
Okay.
And that could get you there. Because, see, Saturn's in Sagittarius now for another year or so, and then it goes to Capricorn for 2.5 years. And that would allow you to establish the kind of reputation that would give you a security you have not known in the past, because Saturn has a 30-year cycle. Okay?
Okay.
So this is the time to create the strategy handling both, because with Saturn in Sagittarius, it's okay to have two different jobs. Each has its own theme for right now, maybe for this next year. But in the background, while you're doing this, I'm going to really encourage you to create a strategy to up your ante on what you're able to create for yourself using the internet to do it. Okay?
Okay. And I've been trying to, you know, I have a guy that works on that part, so. But you see that I continue with both, not just ending one to do the other type of a thing.
Not yet. I think you might think about it a lot because of all the retrogrades. And what that helps you do, though, is to do the research. And the only way you're going to know for sure which way you want to go is to actually look at the numbers. But I do think you have a lot more potential in your future if you're able to work more independently, ultimately. And like I said, it might not be for another year or so, but I will be working on that strategy now with whoever's helping you do this.
Okay.
Knowing that's insight from what I'm seeing with your planetary picture.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, keep me posted.
Well, okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I love this work. All right, I'm ready to take the next one. Area code 336, you're on the air.
Hey, I am in North Carolina, and I have talked to you before, but it's been about a month. And I need some
What's your
help
name?
With Marilyn.
And what's your actual birthday?
November 19th.
54, 0141 p.m., Winston-Salem. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. And what do you need help with?
I need help with abundance. I have been playing it small for quite some time now, and I need to generate some funds so that I can move. I want to leave where I'm living now and move as quickly as possible, like within 3 months. And I have been noticing the Mercury retrograde, and I feel like that once that goes direct, that will help a lot. However, I was wondering about Jupiter in my chart and also Saturn, because I feel weighted, like I'm instead of having 50 pounds of baggage, I've got 150 pounds of baggage. And so I'm feeling very weighted emotionally, probably because of past decisions and past experiences. And
yeah, because Mercury is retrograding right on top of your moon right now. Yeah. You're supposed to be feeling that right now. And this is good because it's going to help you to do the research to get unstuck when it does go direct. Now, the other thing is you've got a lot of planetary energy in Scorpio. And, okay, Venus is in Libra now. And when it goes into Scorpio, you're probably going to be able to figure it all out. Let me tell you when that is. Here it is, 24th of September. Now, Mercury goes direct on the 22nd, but still it's shadow till the 7th of October, okay? But Venus has a six-week tour. So in October, you could end up coming up with a plan, all right? And again, a lot of it has to do with your research because you're very psychic in your own right. You know that, okay?
Okay.
But you have a Virgo moon. You came in with a Virgo moon, so you don't want to make any mistakes. Okay, you tend to be a bit cautious and worrisome with that moon. And with Mercury retrograding back over it, especially over the next few days, you might find that increasing a little bit, but you'll also be able to understand that the worry has not led you to where you need to stand in any real way.
Yeah.
It's just a shadow, okay? So you can gain a lot of confidence in this cycle. Which I think would be good for you. Now, Saturn's in Sag, transiting your ninth house. Where did you want to move to?
I want to move to a place that has more beauty than what I currently am experiencing. I want to be in nature. I want to get a dog. I want to have some neighbors that are a little more progressive. Right now, I'm living in a very rundown mobile home park in the south, and it's just it's very noisy. There, it's a family situation. It's family property. It's not mine. And I want my own place. I want to create my own haven, my own safe harbor, so to speak. I want my own home.
Oh, I think that's a... Exactly. What do you do for work?
I have been trained to be a teacher, but I haven't worked with students for years. But I was a healer for a time as a permanent hair removal specialist, and I enjoyed that work because I got to touch people gently and work with them slowly, one-on-one. Mm-hmm. But now, I don't know. I feel like there's some creativity that wants to come out of me for sure because I'm doing a lot of spiritual work, and that divine expression that is in me wants to come out. I just don't have a vessel to express it in yet. And I'm having some physical issues as well. That's the main thing. I'm having some physical weakness.
Okay.
I'm in transition,
well,
for sure.
Yeah, you are. All right, let's see when Mars moves into Capricorn. Mars is going to be into Capricorn, too, the end of September. See, a couple of things going on at the very end of this month, okay? So I would really reopen up your search a little bit wider, and I would try to look for an area where you know the people are progressive. I don't really think it has to do with the geographical location as much as it has to do with the lifestyle. Because I think that's what's been haunting you, okay? So I would, again, be looking for other people who are metaphysically oriented, that have a deeper kind of faith, that can see things that other people can't see, because you have all those gifts. Now, Neptune hadn't been in Pisces for 165 years, and it's sitting on your ascendant right now, but it's retrograde, too, until the 21st of November. But what it's doing is it's bringing up some past life recall for you. What you're feeling is a yearning to go back to another time. Okay, to really unearth your spiritual gifts, which have been hidden for way too long, and you now know this. You found this out over the last 3 years. You went through the dark night of the soul. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And now you're coming out of that. And Saturn and Sag is going to allow you to birth that new philosophy, to feel less claustrophobic. And with three Scorpio planets in your eighth house, you need a level of privacy. All that noise and distraction where you are is very bad for you. And I can tell you right now, the place you're going to find is going to be by a body of fresh water. I'm just not sure if it's a lake, a stream, a pond, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's where I see you going.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, I need it for healing purposes. It restores me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now,
well,
you got to remember that Neptune rules both our faith and our fears. We choose. Okay? So right now, draw upon your faith. Know that you can do this. Yeah, you're having some physical problems, but right now you're really alert enough, aware enough, and well enough to get yourself into a better place. And you might find that your health may vastly improve just because of the psychological or emotional change you'll experience.
Well, I'm starting to speak my truth more, and I'm starting to really feel it in my core. And so, but there's this piece of, what shall I call it, misery. There's some physical misery that I'm having to spin out of my body.
Now, have you worked with other healers in your area?
Well, I haven't had the funds, the abundance. Again, it gets back to the abundance issue there. And I've been playing
it small.
I'm going to
tell you a little secret about the abundance thing, okay? I've been doing this kind of work for 42 years, all right? And one thing I can tell you is early on, I prayed for abundance, and I got buried alive with work. And it didn't prosper me in the end. I went through a very severe burnout. So what I did is I decided to pray for prosperity and to prosper in all my ways. And everything came into balance like magic.
Good.
I would try to pray for that or meditate on that, to prosper in all your ways, to let some of the anxiety disappear, awareness of places that would serve you to appear, to know that there's other people that could be part of your tribe that will be waiting for you there. Don't focus so much on the money. Focus upon all of it as really prospering you in all of the things you've been concerned about. Okay?
Yeah, it's like opening up.
Yes. Yes. And you
well,
need to do
how
that.
About Jupiter?
You keep me posted, okay?
How about Jupiter?
It's going into Libra, the sign of peace and harmony, very soon here on the 10th. And it's transiting through your 7th house of negotiation and partnerships and agreements. It's going to be there for a full year.
Okay.
It's in the
and
last degree of Virgo
in...
right now. It's moving into Libra.
Okay. Well, that's going to help a lot, isn't it?
Say again?
That's going to help me a lot.
It's going to help you an awful lot because you since last August it's been in Virgo, so you've probably had a lot more worry than normal this year.
Yes.
Okay.
Because
of Libra,
well,
you're
going to
choose peace. Yep, you're going to choose peace.
Well, I'm certainly
I'm pulling
willing
for you.
I'm certainly willing to become the observer of all of that's going on around me instead of a worrier. I'll be an observer.
And that Virgo moon can be difficult, okay? But the good thing about the Virgo moon, too, is that you do have that healing ability and you do have that perfecting intelligence and you do try to do your personal best no matter what you're doing, okay?
Very good.
So you have the integrity. You just need the opportunity.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. And I don't want to miss it.
You won't. Right. Keep looking and look hard right now because this is a great time to do the research.
All right. I'm going to check in with you around the middle of the month, like maybe around the 25th or so.
Or I'll be looking
whenever.
Forward to that.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you.
I picked up the phone. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye. Well, we're at the top of the hour, and I'm so happy to host this show tonight. I missed doing it with my friend Jacqueline. But you can reach Jacqueline at 772-286-2720. And you can reach me at 540-400-0110. We're both usually here every Sunday night from 6 to 7. And we're here to serve you and have you ask us one question so that we can use our art in such a way to reach out to the public at large to let you know that we are there and we do care. Many blessings. Enjoy this holiday weekend. And give us a call next week. God bless and good night.